Since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, many states and cities have pledged to follow the tenets of the agreement anyway.
The governor of California went to China and struck a deal with Tsinghua University to establish a U.S.-China Climate Change Institute. And here in Arizona, Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton spoke out after the president's decision, pointing to extreme heat in the valley as the direct effect of climate change. He joined the mayors of 60 other cities who signed a letter stating they would adopt the U.S.'s commitments under the Paris Accord.
But what can be done on a local level without the backing of the federal government? For more on that, we're joined by the show's Lauren Gilger.
Morning, guys. So I brought that question to Sean Hecht. He's the co-executive director of the Emmett Institute on Climate Change and the Environment at UCLA School of Law. And he told me that this wasn't a surprise that cities and states reacted this way, because many of them were already on this path before the president's announcement was made.
There is a coalition called the Under 2 Coalition, and the 2 refers to 2 degrees Celsius, the degree of warming that scientists believe is going to lead us into quite dangerous territory. So the idea is to keep average global warming to under 2 degrees Celsius in magnitude. And the Under 2 Coalition is a commitment by various subnational governments, states and cities, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, aiming for targets in the middle of the 21st century, 2050. And that had been going on, really, the seeds of it were before the Paris Agreement, but at the Paris talks, there was a launch of what became the Under 2 Coalition, with California and various other subnational governments making non-binding but public and important commitments to both goals and measurements of progress and particular strategies to reach climate solutions.
So I wonder, what can states and cities do in the absence of the federal government here? I wonder if they actually might be more effective in some ways because they can create more local laws.
So in some ways, absolutely yes. And in some ways, we really do need national leadership. So ways that states and cities can make a difference include, for example, energy efficiency standards, which are typically created at the state level. Land use decision making, if people live closer to where they work, if people live in areas that are accessible by public transit and walk more, that is going to dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions, because such a large proportion of those emissions are through transportation. It's also the case that goods movement, trucking and trains of stuff coming from, for example, the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach to all kinds of places in the western U.S. Can be affected pretty dramatically by state policies about how in-use trucks, how their engines are maintained, and whether they have to retrofit their engines with cleaner engines. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways that that local governments can make a difference.
Right. But on the other end of that, you think that there still does need to be national leadership. But trucking might be a good example here, right? Because you at some point are going to need interstate agreements.
Yes. So there are definitely ways in which national leadership is really important. And one reason for that is what's often called leakage in emissions, the idea that if one state prohibits emissions, that companies might generate those emissions somewhere else. And so while California, for example, really takes a lot of steps to minimize the leakage of from its climate policies, it's still likely that some of the emissions reductions in California result in larger emissions in other states without having national standards. And so it's important from that perspective to have national leadership. The federal government also plays a pretty big role in making sure that we push out new technology and that we incentivize the new technology that's necessary in order to accomplish this. So, for example, the Federal Department of Energy devotes a lot of money and person power and other resources to research that directly affects the electricity sector and our ability to promote renewable energy in this country. And the other thing is that ultimately our power grid is an interstate grid. And so if you really want to change the electricity sector nationwide, you have to look at that at a national level in order to make sure that you have commitments, particularly from states that are less likely to change to renewable energy, states that have traditionally relied on coal. And the federal government not only can motivate those states to get off of coal, but also can provide ways of ensuring that it's less painful for them to do so, which is a really crucial step.
I wonder, sort of on a big picture level, what is the future of this then for climate change for the world if it does become this piecemeal within the U.S.?
So it's local and state governments inevitably are going to have a role to play because there are certain types of decisions that can only be made at the local and state level. Mm-hmm. At the same time, eventually we have to get national commitments and national commitments that really work. The other thing I'll say is that we're locked into a certain amount of change right now because of past greenhouse gas emissions, and local and state governments are going to be on the front lines of having to respond to that, whether it's sea level rise or storms or the possibility of power interruptions or, you know, or reduced water supply. And so local governments have to be planning on that front as well. And part of the resilience is adapting to changes, but part of it is really trying to solve the problem. So that's, I think that's a lot of the motivation that local governments have. As you said, in Phoenix, I'm sure that's part of the motivation.
Okay. Sean Hecht is co-executive director for the Emmett Institute on Climate Change and the Environment. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you.